Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, hallelujah and praise the Lord. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. And I am Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Welcome, 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 everyone. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Wonderful One. You are the True and Living One. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, Lord God, we just love your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. For being in the midst tonight, we can never do any of these radio broadcasts without you. We wouldn't even want to try it. So we just thank you, Lord God, that you are in the midst. Your very presence is here with us tonight. Lord, we lift up our speaker to you. Father God, we thank you for just touching him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet and just touching every part of his life, everything pertaining to life and godliness. And we give you praise for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for all of those who are listening tonight and those who will listen in the future. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching all of us as well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Letting us know what is your good and perfect will in every area of our lives. We give you glory now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, here we are. We're in the month of June. I don't know about you, but for me, this year is going pretty fast. Hallelujah. And I've just been enjoying this year. Now, this month, well, you know, if you were with us last month, you know that we did Wise Mothers Month, and we heard some wonderful wisdom from women of God. And now this month, we're doing Wise Fathers Month. The last time we did a Wise Mother and Fathers Month was back in 2019 as we were led of the Lord. And so now here we are again. Hallelujah. And we have some people that we haven't heard from before, new people. I love how God does things. There are times where, you know, we've been doing this broadcast for almost 10 years now come November. And there are times where he will say to me, yes, you know, I want you to do this or I want you to do that. And I say, well, who's our guest going to be? And so at times he'll say to me, you haven't met them yet. And so tonight is one of those times that I had not met our guest speaker until April, the end of April. Before I go any further, I'm going beyond myself here. I want to read a scripture that really epitomizes this Wise Father's Month. And the scripture is Exodus 20 and verse 12. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And then in the book of James, it says that if you lack wisdom, then ask the Lord, and he will give it to you. I'm paraphrasing, and he will give it to you liberally and abradeth not. And he won't be upset about it because you asked him for it. Amen. And so those are our scriptures for our Wise Father's Month. And so back to our introduction of our speaker. Back in April, I had to get brakes on my car, a brake job on the car. And so I went to a Monarchy place, you know, repair place. And, you know, the Lord had just placed that certain place on my heart. There are many Monarchies in the St. Louis area. But this one he laid on my heart to go to and to get up early in the morning and go there. And that's what I did. Got up early. I figured I'm going to be the first one there. And I'm trying to think if I was the first one there or our guest speaker was the first one. But we both came, I think, maybe about the same time. And so we sat in our cars because the place was not open yet. And then as they were about to open, we met each other as we walked in the door together. And the Lord just had us having just a wonderful conversation with God in the midst. Amen. So it was a wonderful conversation as we were getting our cars repaired. And then, I don't think he was getting a repair. I think he was just getting a oil change or something. And then another young man came in, and hopefully we'll have him on the broadcast later. So it was just a delightful time. And so I thank God for that. And as we were talking, the Lord said, ask him to be on the broadcast. And that's who's on the broadcast tonight. Now, usually when somebody comes on, I call them brother or they're a minister or something like that. But we're calling our guest speaker, well, his name is Keith Everson, and we're calling him Mr. Keith. And there's just a special story behind that. As he was talking to me, and he was saying where he worked, people began to call him Mr. Keith. And that was just a wonderful sign of respect and honor on his work, at his workplace, and probably I think other places as well. But I was just really blessed by the testimonies, the stories that we talked about as we sat there that day. A wonderful, has such a calm and wonderful spirit. And when I started talking to him, it was like we had been knowing each other for years and years. And so I was just delighted to have these conversations with him. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Mr. Keith Everson. Praise God. Welcome, Mr. Keith. Mr. Keith? We can't hear you. Oh, maybe you have your mute on. Check the mute on your phone, Mr. Keith.
Is it off now?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, and I hear you well.
All right.
And believe me, that has happened to me. I was trying to check my phone just then to see if my mute was off. So, welcome, Mr. Keith. So glad to have you on the broadcast tonight.
Thank you very much.
Good, good. Yes. So, let's start off, and because we want you to be nice and relaxed. Like I said to you before, and I say this to all of our guests, just be nice and relaxed, and it's like we're just talking on the phone together.
Okay.
And this is not a fashionable show, nothing fancy. We're just having a good conversation. Amen. Just like we did at the Monarchy.
Right.
So, tell us what your favorite scripture is, sir.
My favorite scripture is Exodus 20, verse 2 through 17, the Ten Commandments. And the reason why that is that you could always, you know, find something in each one of those commandments that could help you through life. And you could always go back whenever you need, you know, feeling down or you need some encouragement.
Wow. That's good. That's good. So give me like a little example of one that encouraged you, one of the commandments that encouraged you lately. Can you think of an example?
I think since we're talking about the fathers, I think honor thy mother and thy father is probably the most important one, because my mother and father are no longer here, so I really honor them in the spirit, because I know they would want me to do the things that they taught me and to be the best person that I could be.
Amen. That's good. That is good. You know, I was thinking about that, you know, honor your father and your mother. You know, with my parents, my father went home to be with the Lord last year. And so it was really something. And he went through something in the latter part of his years that in the natural looked like honor in his life. And but God had myself and my brothers and sisters to honor him still. And we had to make a decision. We had to go to God and pray, you know, pray for him and make that decision to honor him, even though he was going through the things that he was going through. And I believe because we did honor him in the last months of his life, we got to spend more time with him. He was 90 when he went home to be with the Lord. And it gave us that wonderful time with him that I think if we had not honored him, that door would not have been open to spend actually the last 9 months of his life with him. So I, you know, I thank God for that scripture as well. So thank you for saying that. That blessed me.
You're welcome.
So, amen. So let's talk about your salvation. What happened when you got saved? And how old were you? About how old were you when it happened?
I would say I was about 30 years old, and I was going through a lot of, you know, changes in my life, as far as like marriage and my job and things like that, and it just seemed like everything was just coming down on me all at once. I almost felt like Job for a second there. I was just losing everything. And so my grandmother had given me a Bible, I would say maybe 10 years before that. So I just started picked the Bible back up and I just started reading it. And it just gave me a peace of mind, you know, knowing that I would be able to come through with it from the scriptures that I was reading. You know, I just...
Mm-hmm.
Just read it, and it just helped me get through the time that I was going through.
Wow. You know, that's a wonderful, wonderful word there. And your grandmother, I take it that she was saved, but she was giving you a Bible.
Yes. She was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, okay. And she gave you a Bible. That's a beautiful thing. 10 years earlier.
10 years earlier.
And then you
it came in good use. It came in good use.
Amen. We thank God for that.
Most definitely.
So at that time, did you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I think it took a couple years after that, and then I received him, and that's when I got baptized. A couple years after that, maybe three,
okay.
4 years after that, I believe.
Okay. Amen. So what church were you going to?
Me and my wife were going to Greater Progressive church on North Taylor in St. Louis,
okay.
Missouri, in the city.
Amen. Okay, so you say you got water baptized.
Did
they dunk you under the water, or did they do sprinkling, or?
They dumped me under the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I should say full submersion, right?
right. And the funny thing about that was that they only had baptism on certain days, and I was working every other weekend, so I had to go to work, so I got baptized. And after I got baptized, I had to go to work because I couldn't stay because I had to go to work. So I made time to get baptized because I felt that it was very important, you know, because I could have said, well, I got to go to work. I, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful. You dry it off first, though, right?
Yes, yes, I dry it off first.
Amen. Amen. So, were you the only one getting baptized at that time, or was there a group?
I think there were like two other people that were getting baptized at the same time I was.
Okay. Were they grown?
No, I think they were like, I think one was a teenager, and I think the other one was a young person, maybe like 10 or 12 or somewhere around in there.
Amen. I think that's beautiful, especially at that age. By then, you were like, you know, your late 30s at that time.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel any different, or do you remember some of the things that you thought as you were being baptized?
Before I got baptized, it kept just going over in my mind that I wanted to get baptized. So when I finally did get baptized, it was almost like, I made it. I've done something that, you know, the Spirit wanted me to do, because you knew it was the right time. I knew it was the right time.
Amen. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Especially at that age, you know, for
right,
a young
right.
man. I mean, you know, sometimes it's like you said, like teenagers or even before they become a teenager. So that's beautiful. Go ahead.
It's the point where, you know, when you get to a point in your life where you know that either you're on the right path or you need to make a change to start getting on the right path. So it makes you do better. It really does make you do better when you're in, you know, that old, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's wonderful. Now, at that time, when you were going through that, when you got saved and got baptized, did you have the children yet?
Yes. I've been with my wife ever since 1992. So I would say that was maybe about 3 years after I had got, maybe 3 or 4 years after I got baptized, that we've been together since 1992.
Okay.
Then we got married in 1997.
Okay.
And as a fact, this year is going to be our 25th anniversary, so we're going to celebrate that.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Are you doing something special?
Yes, we are. We're going to renew our vows. And after we renew our vows, we're going to take a trip to Egypt. That's always been one of my, one of my bucket list things that I wanted to do. I always liked Egypt. So we're going to, a group of the family, some of the family members are going to go with us to help celebrate our wedding anniversary and, you know, trip to Egypt, so it should be great.
Amen. Well, when you finish and everything is calmed down, if you happen to think about me, send me a couple of pictures.
Oh, I surely will.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. Wow. Going to Egypt, too. Wow. That is nice.
Yes.
Amen. So, since we're into family, let's go on into family some more. So we know that you and your wife have been married since 1997. You're renewing your vows this year, 25 years of marriage, and then you're going to Egypt. Glory to God.
Right.
Now, tell us about the children, or if you want to tell us some more about your wife or any part of your family, and then I want you to focus on the children.
Okay. Well, my wife, I said we've been together ever since 1992, and sometimes you get with the person and you just don't. I think what happened is you realize as the going through relationship, you find out that you really found the right one. The longer you be with somebody, and you find out that each year you just do more things, and both of us put each other second, you know, and we just always, you know, we have a lot of fun and we do a lot of things, and you know, we try to just care for each other and watch out for each other, and like I said, she's my best friend, and that's a good thing because I know I can always count on her. You know.
Amen.
So, all right. And
well, that's a good thing to hear. It's a very good thing to hear. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, she's just a great person. You know, very spiritual and. You know, always, we always pray together and, you know, we always, you know, talk about spiritual things. And that's a good thing because it finds out that you're evenly yoked. If, you know, you're always on the same page, you know, it's very important that, you both, you know, stay focused on the Lord. And it helps us in, you know, our day-to-day life and, you know, gets us through all the chaos that's going on and stuff. So it's a great thing.
Absolutely. So now let me ask you this. A question came to my mind. You know, when the pandemic started and we were locked down for so long, were you at home or were both of you still work or either of you?
When the first hit, I think she went to work for maybe a couple months, if I'm not mistaken. But then after that, she started working from home. But since I worked at the hospital, they really needed us to be there, you know, to help with all the things that were going on. But it changed the pandemic really changed my whole schedule because I had two jobs at the time, but the one job it closed down because it was really bad there. So I went to work at Cardinal Glennon full time. So it changed my hours where I was able to be at home in the morning. Before I went to work at Cardinal Glennon. So, I mean, it was a good thing because we was able to spend more time with each other. And, you know, since she had to be at work and I was just at home, I would, like, fix her breakfast and make her tea. And she really enjoyed it because it felt like she had a waiter. But I didn't mind. It was okay. So it really the pandemic made us come even closer because it made us because you just didn't know what was going on, so you really had to be. It made us come closer, so we really focused on things that were really important, and it just made us much more happy because it made us realize we already knew we loved each other, but it just put an extra emphasis on trying to love each other and to really protect each other and, you know, watch out, you know, make sure we wash our hands and be careful of the people that you're going to be around and be sure you wear a mask when you go out or don't go out, out as often as possible. So it really, it made us really focus on things that were important. And it really, really made our marriage a lot better. You know, so that was the best thing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you were making breakfast, making tea.
It wasn't anything extravagant. She really is not a big eater. So the biggest thing I ever made was like some toast with some peanut butter or some boiled eggs, anything like that. She's not a big breakfast person like I am. That's what a lot of people don't realize is that sometimes it's the simplest things that make people appreciate. You know, if I would have said, "No, I'm not fixing you anything," you know, that'd have been kind of mean because I was here. You know, how hard is it to fix a piece of toast? You know what I'm saying? And a boiled egg, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. So, okay. And that's great because, you know, during the pandemic, I think we found out things about ourselves and about our loved ones. You know,
right.
we found out, you know, how much we really care for one another and what we would do, you know, during that time to take care of each other. And, I remember my nephew said, you know, when it first started, he said, I don't want to wear a mask. I just don't want to wear one. He said, but I have a wife and I have children. And that's the reason why I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. Well,
amen.
we had one of her friends made masks. I mean, she made all kinds of masks. She made the Superman mask, the Wonder Woman mask, the Hulk mask, and, you know, all kinds of designed masks. And they started calling me the Mask King at work because I would bring the mask to work and sell them for her. So everybody was saying, oh man, I want that mask that you got on. So it was a fun thing as far as being able to wear a different mask, and it just made you feel happy, you know, with the mask on. You know, it wasn't anything negative about it by wearing a mask. I loved wearing a mask because it was, you know, it was like going to a costume party or something like that. So it was something different. It was fun. It was really a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I mean, it sounds like, and I guess that's how we got along so well. You have such a positive outlook on life, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not just a positive outlook, but I believe that that's the spirit of the Lord. You know, that causes you to think the way that you think, and people are blessed by that.
Right. I was talking to somebody today, and I was just saying how if you practice on, you know, doing good things for people, it just becomes second nature, you know. And it goes the other way too, because if you practice not to do anything for anybody, you just won't do anything for anybody. So the more you practice to do good things, it's always a better outcome. And if people would put that in their mind, knowing that it's always going to be a better outcome, then they would do the positive things. Even knowing that sometimes things don't always go right, but in the sense of you still have to keep doing the positive things, because more than anything, it's going to turn out good in the end.
Yeah, and I may be misquoting this, but my brother-in-law, who's gone home to be with the Lord, he said something like, if you do right, right will follow you.
Right, I believe that.
If you do good, will follow you. You know, something
right.
like that. But that's what he would say. And I think about in the scripture what they said about Jesus, that he went about doing good. And so that's the character and nature of God, is to go around doing good, because he's a good God.
Right.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Yeah, we could all just imitate some of the things Jesus did, then it would be a whole better world, and we would be better people along with that.
Yeah, and to allow him to just live through us, and that's
right.
That's like, that's when it gets good. Hallelujah. So now tell us, let's focus on your children. Tell us about your children.
Okay. My children, I have four children, but they're not my biological children. When me and my wife, Gwen, got together, she already had four children. She had three girls and one boy. And I never really thought about not wanting to help her raise her kid, because my main focus was on Gwen, is that I loved her. And since I loved her, I would try to help her raise her children the best way that I could. And I think that comes with being older, because you have more of a sense of responsibility, knowing that, you know, children, they really need a father and mother in the home to, you know, help have a better life, or at least have a better chance at life. So that really was my main focus of trying to, you know, help her raise her kids. And it really wasn't, you know, they were pretty good kids. They really wasn't, they really didn't get in a lot of trouble or anything, you know, not, you know, out of the ordinary like any other kid, but they, what I tried to do was, is I always, as a matter of fact, the thing, what it was, I always talked to them. And most of the time, they got tired of me talking to them so much, they just went out and did what I asked them to do. So it really wasn't hard to really, you know, discipline me or anything like that. And another thing is that a lot of parents don't realize is you really got to have fun with your kids, you know. And
yeah,
what we did a lot of times is that we would go, we were going to a movie. Everybody would get a chance to pick the movie that they wanted to go to. So everybody had a turn. So it made them feel like, you know, they had some input, you know, just wasn't, you know, just having to be made to do something. So it was a good thing for that. And, you know, we'd always, every year we'd go to Six Flags, and they just knew when they went to Six Flags that either they was going to get a funnel cake or some ice cream. So it gave them, you know, an incentive to, you know, be good for at least until they went to Six Flags. So it was
yeah.
It was a great time. And another thing we always did, we'd always go visit her mother's hometown, which was in West Helena, Arkansas. And there was a Dairy Queen in Haytime, Missouri. And as we was going down to Arkansas, we would always stop there. So they always knew they was getting some ice cream going down there. And when we was coming back, they always knew they was going to get some ice cream coming back. So it made the drive a lot better, especially with children, because sometimes they get restless when they're riding in a car. And
right.
It just made them, they count the miles to how far it was till they get the ice cream. So it just made them happy, you know. And a lot of times people don't realize is that sometimes it's the simplest things that make children happy. You know, you don't have to give them $1,000. You can just give them ice cream and they can be happy. You know, it's the little things that make them so happy. And our son, he passed away in 2019. And that was, it was a tragic thing, but it really brought our family, you know, the three girls and me and my wife closer together, because, you know, you just never expect that one of your children are going to pass away. So it was a good thing that, you know, my wife, you know, that was, she had someone to really depend on, you know, me and my three daughters. So it, you know, it helped her get through the transition of not having her son, you know, around anymore. So now we just a close family. And the good thing about it is that I, my daughters, they never called me, I never made them call me daddy when we first got together. And I just let them call me Keith. But as time went on, they started calling me daddy. And I guess that's just a testimony of that I had done something right, because, you know, they was able to call me daddy. And I really appreciate that and love them very much.
So it's not like you sat them down and said, okay, now you're going to transition from Keith to daddy.
No, they just came up on their own. Each one came, you know, up on their own and just are calling me daddy, you know. So,
praise God.
You know, I guess from that point, you just find out that people, what it really is just they just appreciated the things that I did for them growing up. And they appreciated that. That I loved their mother and showed her love, so they just felt that I was a good person. So that's why they call me daddy.
Amen. That's beautiful. So now were there? I know that the death of the son was a challenge. So were there any other challenges that you can recall or that you can talk about, you know, as you were raising, you were helping to raise the children?
There was really nothing that was really outstanding that I could really, just basically was just normal stuff. Only thing, I guess, that came to my mind was it was really when my wife's grandmother passed away, that really it really sent a shock to her family, because they were really a close family. You know, her mother has 12, it was 12 of them, so they were really close. And then to have their uncle passed away, and then their grandmother passed away, and it was really it really brought their family close together, but it really made us focus on coming close together with the rest of the family. So her passing away kind of made everything come a lot closer as a family. So she was like the rock of the family, the grandmother was. And it really had everybody had to really, transition from another point, because she wasn't going to be there anymore. So you had to do different things because she wasn't that rock. As a matter of fact, the thing about it, she was blind, and she just was a great person, you know, just a great person, very spiritual, Christian person, and she just. She was the rock, and it really made everybody realize that right now you're going to have to, you know, they were older, but you're going to have to stand up on your own 2 feet, because she wasn't going to be there anymore, you know. So it made people have to change.
Yes. And I've seen that in other families as well. I have definitely seen that, so I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were saying that your wife is spiritual and you all pray together. Pray, you know, some of the prayers that you all prayed for the children. And did you all have a scripture that you stood on with regards to the children?
No, not really. My wife is, she's really the spiritual warrior. And she's really a spiritual warrior. And most of the time when we pray, matter of fact, we just went to a family reunion and everyone that wanted her to pray over the food and to, you know, to bless the travel. Every time we go somewhere, she always pray for safe travels and safe return. But she really, mm-hmm. I told her that, I mean, years ago, I mean, when we first got together, is that, you know, she really had that spirit of, you know, to be able to pray. She really didn't think about it that much. You know, she basically was saying that she really didn't, but I knew she did, though, because I could feel it when she was praying. And now it's Amen. To a point where that, you know, I would really want her to just pray every time. You know, I just listen and say amen and, you know, thank the Lord that he has given her the word to be able to say a prayer.
Amen. So now, did you ever punish the children? Did you ever have to handle that?
Yes, I did. The thing, and this thing, what I look at now is, if I had to do it all over again, because I would have to punish them with a belt. If I had to do that all over again, I wouldn't use a belt now, because it's something about it that I kind of realize is that you don't have to beat a child to make them do what you want. You know, you can just, there are other ways to punish children. And then what I would do is that I came to realize that I didn't have to give them a physical beating. I'd go make them write down the scripture in the Bible, or make them read, or, you know, make them learn the presidents, or, you know, something like that, something that was going to make them learn something. And they got to the point where they'd rather have a whooping than have to go memorize something. So,
because it took longer.
Right, it took longer. The whooping won't take nothing but a couple seconds. But, you know, when you got to go write down the presidents and then you got to memorize them, you know, that may take an hour, you know. So, mm-hmm. And then, like I said, they were good children. So it wasn't like I really had to really put a lot of punishments on them, because we had so much fun. And then I think what happened to them too, they came to realize that it was, if they did what they were supposed to do, then they were going to have fun. So they basically stayed on the, you know, right path. So it just made things a lot easier. So they wouldn't, you know, they would basically do what was right. And that was a good thing, because it teaches you later on in life, if you follow that, as they say, if you bring a child up in the right way, he'll do it when he's older. And that's basically what they do now. You know, they try to follow the right path. And I'm proud of them for that, because, you know, you can't make anybody follow the path. They have to come to realize that they have to follow that path on their own. They have to come to that realization.
That's right. Beautiful. All the children, they're grown now. Right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have any grandchildren?
Yes. We have 7 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. And they are, they're 20,
wow.
25. 25, 22, Well, my one son, oldest grandson, he just graduated from high school a couple of weeks ago, so he's 18. And then we have another one who's 15, and then we have another one who's 14, and then we have one who is 13, and then the other one, 14 and 13, yeah. And then the two great-grandchildren, one's 6, and the other one's about to be 4.
Okay. Beautiful. Wow, a great granddaddy. Would they call you grandpa, granddaddy, or what?
The grandkids and the great grandkids, they call me Pawpaw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's funny though, because that's what I call my grandfather, Pawpaw.
Okay. And so here you are being the pawpaw.
Yeah, I'm the pawpaw now.
So now, I laugh because when I see grandfathers and great grandfathers with the children, they have a look on their face that is just indescribable. I call it kind of a geeky looking look. You know, when they see their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So, like, what's the immediate difference that you can think of from raising children and being around your grandchildren and great-grandchildren?
I always say that I hate to say it, but you love your grandchildren and great-grandchildren more than you love your children. Because you just give them everything, and you won't even you'll never say no to them, and it's just like the thing of it is too is that you get to be with your grandchildren and great grandchildren for a minute, and then when you finish playing with them, then they can go on back home, you know. So you get all the fun, and there's no work. To being a grandfather, it's all fun, you know.
Right, and I know right. That you and your wife are the fun ones.
Right, right. We the ones we always do something. We always my grandkids. One thing we always do, and the kids too, is we take them to Ted Drew's, the ice cream place, and they couldn't wait. To go to the Ted Drew's. They just loved it, just sitting on the hood of the car, just eating ice cream, you know. And they even think about it all the time. You know, they always ask, Papa, when are we going to Ted Drew's? And I say, well, it hasn't opened yet, but when it opens, then we'll go by Ted Drew's and get some ice cream. So.
Right. So, amen. So, yeah, I'm with you on the ice cream places. And when you were talking about Dairy Queen, I was thinking when I would go, my brother lived in Huntsville. And, I wouldn't go to Dairy Queen, you know, around here or back then. I lived in New Jersey. I wouldn't go to Dairy Queen. But when I went down south, Dairy Queen was the thing. You know, and I would look forward to going there and having some Dairy Queen. Now, I've been in St. Louis for about 13 years now. I have not been to Ted Drew's. So I'm going to have to make that my business to go there this summer.
Right. It's a St. Louis thing.
Yeah, so I heard. Yeah. So now, as we get ready to close from our conversation back and forth here, we want to open up our lines in just a few moments. But first, before we do, I want you to, if you were talking to somebody, a young man, and you wanted to give him some advice about how to be a good father. What would you say to him, and then how would you pray for a young man just just starting off?
I think the first thing of it is that people need to realize that being a father is a lifelong job. It's just not no job. It's not a thing where after they become 18 or 21 or 40 that you're no longer a parent. You're a parent as long as you're alive and long as they're alive, because they may need some comfort or they may need to be cheered up or just having that conversation with them. So it's a lifelong job being a parent. And one thing I would always tell them too is that it's not going to be an easy job all the time. Some of us are put in difficult situations, so you know it may be a little bit harder than most people. So it's not always going to be easy. So expect it to be sometimes going to be a difficult road to be a parent. And then the thing that always pray and is before I always do something with the children, or even when I discipline, I always ask the Lord, am I doing the right thing? And if I did it without asking him, and then I come back and he came back later and said, you were wrong doing that, then I would try to correct it next time. And that's another thing too, is never be afraid to be humble and to say you were wrong, because it's going to make you a better person, you know, because you can always be right. Everybody can always be, I can always be right all the time. So and then sometimes you just have to sit and, you know, and really listen to what the Lord is trying to tell you, because he'll talk to you. All you got to do is ask him, and he'll talk to you. And all you got to do is just pay attention, because he'll talk to you. That's what I would tell
him. Amen. Now I want you to pray like this. That person is sitting right here with you right now, and pray for them to be able to make it through everything that they need to go through as a father.
I would just, my prayer would be something that would be real simple. And
okay.
What I would say is, Lord God, just, I think my favorite scripture would be Psalm 23. And I would just ask them to guide them on the path to righteousness and for them to listen to the path that he has chosen for you, because he put you there for a special reason, and it's not on by accident. It's a purpose. So just follow the path that the Lord has given you, and you'll be shown the way.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Keith. Amen. Now,
you're welcome.
We're going to go ahead and open up the line. And you know, I just enjoyed our conversation tonight. And like I always say, no form, no fashion, no show. We're having a conversation, and God is being glorified. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I see already that Pastor Price has clicked her number one key. Anyone, if you would like to join this conversation, make comments, if you have any questions, prayer requests, or even a prophecy request, press your number one key. And we'll be opening up the lines. And And hopefully that number one key is working well today. Amen. Okay. Now, Mr. Keith, the first person that opened a line for is my mom. We call her Pastor Mom. She's a senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And my sister, Pastor Catherine, is with her. And so I'm going to open for Pastor Mom and for friends, yourself to pray for my mom. Everybody who comes on, prays for my mom. Okay. So hold on. Here's Pastor Mom. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Welcome to everybody. And I have been enjoying all the good things that have been said about Bible. So please be good with good things and stay good in good way. And just see how things have been good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. She's bad. I don't know if you understood all that, but she said you did good. And she enjoyed listening to you.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. And so Pastor Mom is going to be 90 in a few months. And so just, say a little prayer for her.
Surely will.
You can do that now.
Oh, may you see your, you say your her 90th birthday?
Yes, in August.
Yeah, thank you. When's her birthday? August the what?
August 4th.
August 4th, okay, I thought it might be. We have a lot of August birthdays.
Oh, okay.
May the Lord just guide you through, like I said earlier, the path that he's chosen for you. And you have excellent, you taught your daughter excellent, I mean, very well. She's just a real spiritual person. And I really, enjoy our conversations. And I really get a lot of out of them. And may the Lord be with you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. Well, praise God. I thank God so much for you, Mr. Keith. This evening, I want to say happy anniversary to you. Now, I kind of missed the date when you say your anniversary was. When is your anniversary?
Oh, anniversary is August the 30th.
Oh, August the 30th. Oh, okay, then. Same month my own birthday then, huh? Well, happy anniversary.
We
don't get a chance to talk again. But
yeah,
well,
thank you very much.
Yeah, I really enjoyed everything on tonight. One of the things I did take some notes that I was trying to memorize some things, and I said, no, I better go on and take some notes because you're saying a lot of good things here tonight. So first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing up, because so many people got so many negative things about the pandemic. But God has done some awesome things during the pandemic, and you brought that out. That was so good to hear that you and your family drew closer and closer together.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and then I just want to say thank you. I know I don't know you, but I want to thank you for, I don't know your wife's name, but just for marrying a woman that had four kids and that you said that you knew that the children need a mother and a father in the family. That's awesome.
And
if many men would take that opportunity and just go on and, you know, because a lot of them are in love with women. But sometimes when they say they got four or five kids, oh, they say, oh, sorry, they're going the other way. And they don't know that God has a destiny and a plan for them if they would take that opportunity that God has put before them. So I thank God for just making you be the father of that family. So I praise God, and may God continue just to bless you. And then I admire you for taking giving the children, I can't hardly read my writing right now, for giving the children the memories. That's so many times, as you said, that many times people are trying to buy their children so many things, but it's the little small things that we can do for our children to make a memory. I thought that was so good.
Right.
Let's see, one other thing. The other thing that I thought you said was really good was that after a while, they and that's what happened to my daughter and my husband and my daughter. She didn't start off calling him daddy, but later on, you know, when families get to draw closer and they see the goodness of the Lord in you, they will begin to call you father or daddy. So I thought that was really good. Because I have someone in my family right now, they're saying that their children won't call their husband daddy. But I think it's not time yet. Sometimes it's a process. And so over the years and over the process of things that a family has to go through with, and then later on the children will realize that you are truly a father to them. I mean, you just brought out so many things. And then I'm going to stop so I can let somebody else talk. You said about the grandchildren, you will love them.
right.
You know, you might have to keep them a couple of times, but it's not like you have to, your own children, you keep them day in and day out. You might just have to keep them a couple of times, but then after a while, you know they're going to have to go home. And then the other thing is you said that parenting is a lifelong journey. And that is so true. Oh, that's a good nugget. It's a lifelong journey. Praise God. And then the last thing I really admire you for saying tonight, that you always go to God. And sometimes you know that you make a mistake, but you go and ask God, and God will direct your path. You're letting God direct your path so that you can correct whatever you made wrong. And so I just thank God so much. You did a great job tonight. I don't know whether you've ever been on, but you did a great job.
I know.
Great job. So God bless you here.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate you.
Amen. I love it when you get all excited, Pastor Catherine. Now, thank you so much. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm going back to what she said about being the parent is that I had my mother and my father, they passed away when I was young, and I lived with my aunt and my uncle, and they became like my guardians. But also, I still had my mother's brothers and sisters, and my father's brothers and sisters, and they were like my parents too. So I had parents. I had more than one person who directed my path. So I had no other choice but to follow in that path because I had it. So I had to, you know, I was able to give it to other people what I had. So it's just a blessing to be able to give something that the Lord gave to you to other, you know, to someone else. And I guess that, like she said earlier, that just was my destiny to do that. So I'm just happy for that.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, Pastor Catherine is my sister, and my family's full of pastors and ministers. There's seven of us, seven children, and one has gone home to be with the Lord, and she was born again, and then the six of us are licensed ordained ministers.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So you'll be able to meet my sister, Pastor Price. Not right now, Pastor Price. We have a new person. As far as I know, area code 314-323. We're going to open a line up for them, and then after that, Pastor Price will be on. Anyone else, if you'd like to encourage the man of God, Pastor Catherine said a lot of things, brought a lot of wonderful things that he has said. So, you know, if he's blessed you, even if you weren't on from the beginning, just encourage him tonight. Amen. We're opening the line now for area code 314-323. Hello,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us you're welcome.
My name is Tiffany. I am Keith's oldest daughter.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome. So,
you
want to say something about
it? Hey, Daddy. I was just listening to him, and I got overwhelmed, and I was smiling through the whole time my dad was talking because everything he said was true, was positive, like he always have been. Every since he's been in my life, I've seen him mad one time, and it wasn't even mad. A long mad. It was just a quick mad, and then it was over. And he's always had something positive to say. He's never been negative, not thinking negative, not talking negative. It's always been positivity. And I really want him to know that I love him dearly. I love him so much, and I thank him, and I thank God for allowing him to come into our lives and for loving my mother. First and foremost, and loving us as we were his own children, because I consider him to be my dad. He is not my biological dad, but I claim him as my biological dad because that he was there for me through thick, through thin. I was able to talk to him about any and everything without him judging me and giving me his input as to how I should go about a situation. And he always said you always have a second chance to redo things. We're not human. I mean, we are human. We make mistakes, but we can right our mistakes. We can right our wrongs, basically.
Yes.
I'm going to cry when I get to the car.
Right.
But
hey,
yes,
I'm going to cry with you.
I was listening, and you know I love him dearly, and I wouldn't trade him for anything in the world. Not even a butterfly, since I love butterflies.
I love you too, Tiffany. Did I tell you I love
but
you?
But I just
today?
Want to. No, you didn't.
I will.
That's a little inside joke that we have. But, yeah, it's past my bedtime, and I want to stay up and listen and hear what my dad has to say. I knew it was going to be something positive and be something positive and something spiritual, because him and my mom are a spiritual person, and they pass that on to us. To lean to the Lord when we're going through things, and to have a positive outlook on any and everything. So they've instilled that in me, and I do take heed to that and pass that on to my kids when needed. So Betty, is past my bedtime.
All right.
Going to let you guys go, but I love you dearly. You always make friends wherever you go, and just your positivity and your aura and demeanor, it speaks volumes. So I'm proud of you. Continue to be the person that you are. And again, thank you for coming into my life and my mom's life and making her happy and making us happy and just being the person that you are. Yeah, I appreciate it and I love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
That was your grandson. He said he loved you too.
Oh, Landis.
Landis,
yeah. Tell him congratulations.
He said congratulations. All right. Well, I'll open the line up for somebody else. I'm not going to hold you guys up.
All right. Talk to you later.
Amen. Tiffany, thank you so much for sharing. And this this podcast, you know, when we finish, you know, it'll be a podcast that is out there. And so, you know, if you want to share that with the rest of your family, all you have to do, if you just want to find it yourself, I've sent him the link, but if you ever want to locate this podcast, just Google Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and if you put Keith or if you put Everson, like Gitm Radio Everson, and you should come right up to this broadcast. It should take you right there. And this is like a little family heirloom here that, you know, many, many years from now, you know, you want to hear his voice, you want to hear him talking. You can do that. Amen. And your family. So God bless you.
Amen.
You've added to the conversation. Thank you so much. Have a blessed
You're welcome.
Time.
God bless you too. You as well. Thank you.
Love you much.
Amen. That's so nice when people stay up late for you. Hallelujah.
Right.
Minister Rachel, I do see you. And I'm going to, Pastor Price has been waiting for a little while. I'm going to open up the line for her. Anyone else, if you'd like to say something, encourage the man of God, press your number one key. Opening the line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle Kizzy and Brother Keith. What a great, great night this has been. And I just really love hearing Brother Keith's testimony, praying in my heart and saying, Lord, I pray that one of his children might say something. And then God touched Tiffany to come on and talk about her dad. And so I just thank God for hallelujah. I thank God for the testimony he gave tonight. I, too, want to say happy 25th anniversary to you, Brother Keith, and your lovely wife. I've not even seen her, but I know she got to be lovely. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much.
And then hallelujah. And I also want to say I'm sorry about the homegoing of your son, one of your children. And I thank God. Your testimony, as I listened to your testimony first about the Lord, and I was so just blessed by it, and thinking about when your marriage, how you married your wife who had four children. And I, too, when I met my husband 47 years ago, he had five children. When I met him, and I had one son, and that one son this year will be 53 this month on June 20th. But we became a blended family. Some people thought I had really kind of lost it and even wrote me letters about why I would get with a family. But I'd always prayed when I was a little girl, I wanted eight children altogether. And I'd always wanted eight children, but my son, after I had my son, they had told me I couldn't have any more children. That's what they said. But I ended up having two more with my husband when we had been together about 18 or 19 years. So I just wanted to thank the Lord for your what you said, because I don't call myself a stepmama, and I never really call my children stepchildren. Because I said, these are the children that God blessed me with. And like All you, right. when I started off, when I first got with my husband and with my children, the one thing that God had impressed upon me, he said, they don't have but one mama. like my mama. I have a mama. He said, but you tell them that you'll be a Madea to them. So I became 47 years ago a Madea, right about 45 years ago, because we met 47 years ago, but we were together 2 years before we got married. And so they began to call me Madea. And they still call me, now they call me dear. Most of them call me dear. And so I thank God, and that's what I wanted to do, was to be a part of their lives and to help to be able to do whatever I could to for them to be raised. So when I heard when Tiffany was talking, I said, that's such a great blessing. Because I can remember after when my children got grown, they would say, my dear, we were so thankful that you would take us different places. And we love taking them different places. And even to the laundromat when we didn't have a washer and dryer at one particular point. So I thank God that you made memories for your children, and thanking God for you. And then I love the part when you said that you would pray. When Pastor Catherine mostly said most of the things that I wanted to say to you, but I'm going to repeat some of it because I was thanking God for you praying to make sure you were doing right by your children. When my children, I too, like you, would have done some things different, where my children, especially where punishment was concerned. Because I remember buying a belt and getting a belt from Montgomery Ward, and the belt was about 42 inches long, so that I wouldn't even have to get close to my children. I didn't have to get close to them. But there came a time, as I prayed, God said, you will not spank them anymore. You will put that belt away, and you will not spank them anymore. And I said, oh, thank you, Lord. And that belt went by the wayside. And I thank God for that. And many of my children stayed until some of them were almost 30 years old. I, too, now am a grandmother. And I understand, I love my children. I truly love my children, the ones that my husband and mine, I love my children. And now I have about 20-some grandchildren that I love. And I was able to babysit about 17 of them. And then now I have about 20. Right at about 20 great-grandchildren now. So it has been I call it a wonderful life. It's had its ups and downs and turns, but that is a great blessing to be able to be a part of a family and help to be able to be good to others. I thought about one of my sons. He married a young lady who had, at that time when he married her, two children, and they adopted one, another child, and but they got divorced. But all of his children still, they call him daddy, and they're still close to him. Even though with his new wife, he had two children with his new wife. So I wanted to thank God for you. One of the things, the last thing I was thinking about when you talked about, you know, like with your grandchildren, and now I think you see you have great grandchildren. I can remember, I said I have about 20 or almost 30 grandchildren, but 20 some great grands. But I can remember after raising my children, there were people that would say mean things to me. They would ask me more than once, so do you have any grandchildren? Because at that time, my son did not have any biological grandchildren. He didn't have his first biological grandchild until he was 36 years old. And they would ask me, do you have any grandchildren? I said, yeah, because I was the one that was taking care of them. And when they got old enough, they would say, Grandma. Or they call me, some of them call me Granny, some of them Grandma. They say, Grandma, are you not our real grandma? I said, yeah, baby, I'm your real grandma. I said, I may not be your biological grandma, but I'm your real grandma. And so now, even as we go along, I thank God for that. And so I thank God for a man of God, because a lot of times we don't hear, we look at, there's a show that comes on called The Wonder Years, and they remade it with a black family. And the reason they did it was that they wanted to show how black people were raised in the 60s and in the 70s. The first Wonder Years showed how a white family, what did they face during the 60s and the 70s. So they decided to look at it through another lens, And I was so glad because my husband has gone on to be with the Lord in December of 2020. But he was a good daddy. And he was the one that Apostle was, my sister Apostle Kizzy said, that would say, if you do right, right will follow you. And people love my husband because he was a good father, and he was a good father to my son to the one I birthed into this world. And he was a good father to his children, grandchildren, and all of the family. So I want to salute you. I thank God for you. I thank him and thank God for you being the good daddy, the good daddy. Because that was such a blessing that God would put you and your lovely wife together and allow the children to be raised up and be raised up with a stable home life. So I give glory to God for you. I just wanted to encourage your heart and thank God. You know, sometimes they say, give you flowers while we're yet living. Sometimes people say things after people are gone. But some things are good to hear before that time that we can stand up and say to somebody's face, we appreciate you. And we thank you for all that you have done. I don't know you personally, but for what you've done in helping to raise the family and being the man. And like she said, there was, if she can only say there was one time that you got angry, one time. And yet you were a level person. You still went back down to that level person. So God had a right man made for the right time to help raise those children or be there as a daddy figure in their lives. So I got to say, God bless you, and I thank God for you. And that's my word for you tonight, to say to you tonight. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It makes me want to, like I said before, just stay on the path that Lord has guided me on.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, I'm going back on mute now. God bless you all. Apostle?
Hello.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on mute, and I was just talking. So, all right.
Okay, I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Thank
hello?
You so much. Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
My wife, did I wait for my wife to say something?
Absolutely.
Hello, hello, hello. Praise God, praise God.
Hello.
I was listening upstairs. I have a problem with my phone. I kept on pressing one, but I guess it wasn't recognizing, so I could speak. And I said, even though Key told me to go upstairs, I'm coming back down here because we know God is good. And I felt very honored that God put people in places at good times to show people like my husband that job well done, you know, and he is a blessing, and you know I love him so much, and I just praise and thank God for him because I prayed for my husband after four kids. I was like, look, Lord, evidently I'm not doing something right. So, you know, I prayed for my husband. And not only did I pray for him, I'm a type of person that say, okay, Lord, you have to show me a sign, or you know, so yeah. You know, God told me to be still. So when I was still, then I was able to show me that he was able to show me what I was looking for. And I was like,
amen.
I was like, Lord, are you sure? We complete opposites. We complete opposites, but the Lord said, yeah, that's the one. I said, okay, Lord, that's what you say. I'm going to do what you say. And I am so thankful that I was obedient.
Amen.
I'm just so thankful that I was was so obedient and was able to provide that, a good father figure, a good husband for myself and a father figure, you know, for my kids. And, you know,
yes.
it's been a great blessing. And, you know, and not only we can tell it, but when everybody else comes to us, like, well, y'all got a good day. You know, y'all got a good daddy. Even family members, they be like, they say, you were truly blessed. I know it. And I know this. And I know this. And. I just pray that he sees and knows and you know that how truly is that, you know, he's been a blessing to us and the Lord has really blessed him. Because he was really quiet, you know, a quiet person. He'd say, I'm the one always, but he always say, well, you say the prayer because, but I get to praying and then don't know how to stop. And then, you know, I just, you know, they say what's on, you know, they say what's on my mind. And, you know, and sometimes he'll come in afterward to add something to it. But he just said, I just have that, you know, that gift of praying. You know, I just like, you know, let the Lord know that, you know, that we thankful, you know, we thankful for him and what he has done for us and putting this man of God in our lives, me and the kids' lives. And my mother, she calls him her favorite son-in-law. Don't tell everybody else. But you know, he's been a blessing to everybody that comes in contact with him. And you know, I had to get on here just to, you know, to let him know that he is appreciated, even at work. You know, when I was at work one day, I met one of my good friends, she asked me, for some reason they thought Keith was a preacher. They was like, when I have my bad, I want him to come to bless my baby. I'm like, we'll come to bless your baby, but he's not but they could see that in him. He has a very calm spirit. He has a very calm spirit, and sometimes he can be talkative, but sometimes I think I'll talk him. it was like complete opposites. But one of the things that you know, that God showed me is that, oh yeah, you know, this one, because you know, you keep questioning. Sometimes even after God showed you, you keep questioning. Are you sure? Are you sure this is the right one? And everywhere I turned, I was like, okay. Everywhere I turned, he showed me signs, and you know, and I knew he was the one. And you know, we've only continued to grow closer and closer in love, and closer to God, because it's first through our love for God that shows us the love that He has brought through us to us. So I just, you know, I'm just so thankful and full. For what God has done and he's continued to do, to use us both, you know, to share his good word and his let his light shine and our purpose that he has put on us for our lives, because God has a purpose for everyone. So I'm not gonna talk long, but I just had to get on to tell you that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
God is good. Amen.
Yeah, and even when first in a relationship, you know, most people are like, well, anybody gonna want to marry a woman with four kids? And you know, after a while, you keep people, you know, keep getting that negative feedback. So you start thinking in your head, you know, well, maybe, you know, maybe nobody won't, you know, marry me, but I tell you, but God.
But God.
So he can do anything in abundance that you may ask or think. And he showed up through Keith, and he showed out.
Hallelujah. And
yes,
I know that so many women are encouraged by what you're saying right now. And the fact that you prayed for him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And hey, 25 years later, glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so you going to Egypt, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. My wonderful younger sister put it in the works. Because we're going to renew our vows, and then she said, well, I'm gonna put together something for you, but she didn't tell us where she was sending us. So I found out on accident where we were going, but I didn't tell him. And So for his birthday is February, so my sister sent him a birthday gift, and it was the and it was a hoodie, and it had the Egypt on it. So he knows now he's going in. That's all he's been talking about. Egypt. He loves Egypt.
All right.
He had to mark that up on his list. But I'm telling you, that anybody that's out there listening that think that they think you have too many kids, that don't nobody want to marry you, that don't nobody love you, put all that on the back burner, because God will show up and show out all the time. Just lean and trust on Him, trust in Him, and believe His word. Don't believe all this negative stuff you hear out here. Start thinking positive, because, he would do it.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
And
I know
and
that.
I really, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I said it. I thank God for putting you all in His path, so that He could, say His testimony, so He could have that as a keepsake. But it's something, and that's one thing that my mom's side of the family always do is always about make memories. Because you don't know, especially with the loss of our son, you don't know, when is the last time. But we do remember, all the things that we used to do. So you always have that to fall back on. Yeah, and even through that, I thank God for allowing me the 35 years that he allowed us with our son. So there's a blessing behind the blessing, and some people don't understand that. But when you know God and love God, then you know this. Everybody has to come across. Everybody has to come to that point at a time in their life, because tomorrow's not promised to any of us. But make memories. Be positive, and live life accordingly, you always got something, to fall back on. You can see pictures, like we have a memorial fest. I heard my husband mention it. We just came back from Arkansas, but we have a memorial fest every other year, and that memorial fest was created by one of my aunts, my mom's sister. She's no longer with us, but their mother, which is my grandmother, after she passed, then they said, okay, we're going to start. So every year that we was doing it every year, then we started doing it every other year where we go and praise God. And then we get down, go to Arkansas and go to the grave sites, clean out the grave sites and do balloon releases, and then get together and fellowship, and it's always about making memories. That's always something good where you can always go back, and then you have pictures, videos of, wow, I can remember when we did this. But and then with COVID happening, some people it tore their relationship didn't last, but ours got stronger. Not only did we get stronger, we got stronger in the Lord, because the Lord, it wasn't nothing but the Lord that was keeping us. And, especially with him working in the medical field, and, he had to go to work through that every day. But God, contract COVID at the beginning of this year. But God, we're still here.
Hallelujah.
So you just stay prayed up, keep God in the midst of your relationship, and I don't care. You pray for the little things, you pray for the big things, you pray until something happens, and you keep on praying.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. And I'm laughing. Ever since you got on the phone, I'm just laughing, because you do not sound like a shy person.
No, I'm not.
Is your wife going to be on the line tonight?
And he said, well, she's kind of shy. I'm like, who is he talking
about? I'm not the shy one. He's the shy one. He probably would say, oh, no, she talked too much.
Well, we absolutely enjoyed you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Yes. And you said a lot, you know, and when the wife comes on, I mean, it's good. I'm glad Tiffany came on. And then to have you come on is just icing on the cake. Amen. So thank you so very much. God bless you.
Well, God bless you all, too. God bless you all, too. When you hear about the goodness of God, you just can't help but to get excited. And my phone acted up, as a matter of fact. I'm waiting for my new one. It's supposed to come on Sunday. And I kept on pressing one. I said, oh, this one button, it's not working. And I heard him ran down the steps. And I'm out of breath running down the steps. I was like, can I talk on your phone? Yeah, but, you know, but it's really truly a blessing. And it's always an honor to be able to praise God. To praise God at all times, and you know, as far as these wonderful people that He put in your lives and stuff, as far as you guys, because he was telling me the other day, he was like, "I'm going to be on the radio." You know, I thought he was just kidding because Keith loves music, so I know if you've seen him, he probably had his headphones on when you saw him at the Mighty Key. but he loves music. So when he said he's gonna be on the radio, I thought he was okay. You're gonna be on the radio. But then he was like, and this morning he said, "How do I share this link?" I showed him how to do it, and I said, "This is for real podcast." He said, like, yeah, I thought I'm gonna be on there. I said, when? He said, 9 o'clock. I said, but you finna go? He talking about, no, 9 o'clock tonight. I was like, oh, okay. I was just excited as he was. I don't know who was more excited, me or him.
Amen. Well, I was excited too. So thank you so much. We're going to get ready to wind down. We got a couple more people who believe wanted to say something. So thank you so much. So good to hear from you. So good to meet you. Would love to meet you in person. We'll have a good time together.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Most definitely. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you all, too. And tell you, Mama Pastor,
yes.
We're praying, you know, praying that you have many, many blessings. And look forward to your 90th. Celebrating your 90th birthday in August, and God bless you, and keep you, and may He keep you. Love you.
All right. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now I'm going to open a line for Minister Rachel. Minister Rachel is my goddaughter, and I know that this blessed her to hear this, especially to hear what Sister Gwendolyn was just saying. So I'm going to open your line. Hopefully you're still available, Minister Rachel.
Oh, I was going to say a scripture. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and so he was obedient. He did what the Lord wanted him to do, and that was really nice. His heart was in the right place for God to mold and shape him to be that father for them, and that was a blessing. So God bless him and his family. That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to be quick.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you.
I know it blessed you about her praying for the husband.
No, I'm not praying for the husband anymore. I'm so happy in Jesus. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Then that's really what it's going to take care of.
Yeah. I'll let go of some things, so I'm just happy. I like hearing testimonies by everybody else.
Amen. All right.
God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. And then we, now Minister Rachel, my goddaughter, she's in New Jersey,
And then we had Reverend Treva here from California, and she sent a text, and she said that she enjoyed hearing from you. She called you Minister Keith. See, people are seeing that you, that ministry is in you. Praise God. And she enjoyed hearing you and your family, too. Great testimony. That's the text that she sent to me. So, amen. So it has been a good night. We're getting ready to close out. There's a few things I wanted to talk about. Every time we come together, we like to pray the prayer of salvation to make sure that ones are saved. Maybe everyone who's listening right now is saved, but this podcast is going to be out there for a long time. So someone may call in, they get to this point, and God wants them to be saved. God wants them to be born again. Maybe Mr. Keith's great, great, great grandchildren. You know, Mr. Keith and Sister Gwendolyn's great, 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 great grandchildren who come on and listen and get saved. Amen. So we're going to pray the prayer of salvation, and then I want to tell you about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and then Brother Keith, we're going to come back to you to do closing remarks and closing prayer. If you'd like for your wife to close out in prayer, that's fine, but we want you to do closing remarks. Then we'll have a closing prayer and a closeout for the evening. Amen. I'm going to put you guys on mute for a few moments. Everson, putting you on mute, and we'll be back in a little bit. Amen. So, hallelujah. The Lord loves you so much that he wants you to be saved.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. The Lord loves us so much that he gave Jesus to us. Hallelujah. To whosoever, he didn't leave anybody out, whosoever, hallelujah, can have the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And Romans 10:9 tells us exactly how to be able to receive Jesus so that we can have eternal life. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. I believe that's very clear. You shall be saved. Amen. And so when it says, if you confess with your mouth, that's saying a prayer, opening up your mouth and saying a prayer. Hallelujah. And then believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that God really loves you. And even though you don't understand everything, even though we were not there 2,000 years ago to see everything that happened, we still make a choice to believe God, knowing that he loves us, and to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I am born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again. You are redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And heaven is absolutely, positively your home. Hallelujah. And so we want to pray over you right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up that person, all of the people who prayed that prayer for the first time. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power and with fire, hallelujah, giving them power to do right, power to walk right, power to live right, power to read the Word of God and to understand it, because you are there with them every time they read the Bible. And Lord, we just thank you right now for their prayer language being released as your precious Holy Spirit overflows in their bellies right now. And there's an overflow of the living waters coming through their bellies right now in the name of Jesus. And their beautiful prayer language is just coming out of their mouth right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you for that, Lord God. You are the awesome one, the holy one, the glorious one. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you, come a part of a Bible-believing church. If you don't go to church right now, it is God's will for you to go to church so that you learn about him, his ways, his character, his nature, hallelujah, so that you learn more about him. So there's churches all over the place, amen. Find a Bible-believing church in your neighborhood, near you. And also we want to invite you to learn and grow with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Family of broadcasts, we have church service here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And all of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, you call the same number, 516-418-5699. On Sundays, we have a church with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday is a special Sunday for us. It's Pentecost Sunday. We're celebrating the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. And then on first Sundays, we always have tag team preaching. Glory to God. And so with that, what we do is because we believe that everybody has a word through them. Amen. They know the Lord. They got a word from the Lord. And so you would have 5 minutes to bring a scripture and then have a topic and speak for 5 minutes. Amen. That's a blessing. And we're going to, for this week, because it's Pentecost Sunday, we're going to try to focus on Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit, baptism in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so that's our focus on this Sunday. You can read out of a devotional. You can read some scriptures on the day of Pentecost. You can do all, you have 5 minutes to do whatever the Lord leads you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you've never come to our church before, you've never called in, that's still fine. If this is your first time, you can still bring the word on Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, on Mondays, we have Bible teaching. And our Bible teaching, we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, because our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and she's out of Ohio. She's a wonderful teacher of the Word of God. Our Bible teaching is every Monday, 12 noon Central,
1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have prayer service. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So we have 4 volunteers who pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. When we first started over 2 years ago, we had some interpretations, but we were learning. The Lord was giving us an ear for interpretation of tongues. And now, my God, hallelujah, the Lord is speaking. And there's lots of confirmations every time we come together. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, and that second Wednesday is coming up this Wednesday already. So the second Wednesday, June the 8th, we have our healing service, and we call that prophetic healing. So what happens is that the Lord lets us know what ailments are going to be healed in advance. And then people come on the line, they call in, and they are healed because what God reveals, he heals. There's so many healings that have happened in this year already. Hallelujah. So if you're in need of healing, you know someone in need of healing, tell your family, tell your friends, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm for this Wednesday and set it for the second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. God is still in the healing business. Amen. He's still a healer. He's still the healer in the name of Jesus. Now on Thursday, now I'll say again on Wednesday, this Wednesday, June the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And we have a variety of topics that we talk about. Sometimes we highlight a church for the month. Sometimes we have, you know, Wise Fathers Month. We're planning on doing some different things. The Lord is expanding us so much. So on Thursday nights, we've talked about so much. If you're trying to buy a house, we've talked about that. That's in our archives, in the archives of our podcast. We have, at this point, we have over 1,200 podcasts. So many wonderful subjects. You're interested in Bitcoin. We've talked about Bitcoin from a Christian perspective. There's so many topics. How to write a book. If the Lord has told you to write a book, we've talked about that as well. So every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and this month we will have Wise Fathers. Hallelujah. For our Wise Fathers Month. Amen. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So let's go back to our guest speaker for this evening for closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen. Mr. Keith?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Amen. So any closing remarks you want to say?
Yes. I really thank you because you have been a great host. And I say it wasn't nothing but the Lord for our path to cross. And
yes.
It really is for the people that who are listening. Maybe it can give them a good word, or make them see that things are not as bad as they seem to be. But I never imagined that it was just going to be such a great thing, I really don't like to brag on myself or anything like that, but I just it just shows you, you know, that that the Lord is he's really with me, and he's really has brought me through a long way, and I appreciate all the people who have, you know, helped me to get to where I am all through my life, by my aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and cousins and my wife's family too. And Mike, would say again, I really appreciate you, because it was a godsend for you, for me, to come in contact with you. I think my wife's going to say that. She's going to do the closing prayer.
Amen. And I thank God for our meeting and our walking into the building at the same time, getting our cars taken care of. And I just really appreciate you. Thank you so much. You made this very easy for me, and I praise God for you. Hallelujah. So good talking to you and your wife. Amen. Amen.
I appreciate
so
you.
So God bless you. God bless you all, and may you have many, many more anniversaries.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Father God, we just come to you with all thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you for the message today. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for past being crossed. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for letting voices be heard and let your word go forth for which it was intended and for purpose. Thank you for all the fathers out there. May you get a word from God to guide you and lead you. Even thank you for the mothers out there. Even those that that don't know God, we praying for salvation for you, that you get to know God. We just praying for healing. We praying for salvation. We praying for comfort. We praying for peace. We praying for all these things and more. Father God, we know that you can do anything abundantly that we may ask or think. We ask that your word go forth. Thank you for the anointing, for this ministry, this podcast ministry, and we just thank you. We can't thank you enough for all that you've done, that you are doing, that you are continuing to do in our lives, Father. We just want to just praise your holy name. We ask that your light shine and go forth. We ask that you just be a blessing that you've always been, that you just touch each one of us. Some of us may need you for one thing and some for others, but we know that you are a God of all gods, Father God. We know that you are the Alpha and the Omega. We know that you are the author and finisher of all of our faith, Father God. We just love you, and we can't thank you enough. And I just want to just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. You've done so much, and you continue to. Thank you for Keith, and thank you for our kids, grandkids, our great-grandkids. We just thank you for family. And as we know, Father's Day is coming up, Father God. We just pray that someone gets a message from this podcast and go for it and let you, God, be the head of their lives, Father God. We just praise and thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for everything that you know, everything that we've done and that we're going through and that we've been through, that we know that you're just do everything. You just a God of all gods. You just praise and we just praise and thank your holy name. And we can't do it enough. We can't praise your name enough. And I just really thank you and praise you for my wonderful husband. I thank you that I was obedient to listening to you. I just thank and praise you for my mother. I praise you for my family, extended family. Father God, we even thank you for the enemies, but we know that you are just God. You are just God, and that there's nothing that you can't do and that you won't do for us. And we just praise you and just be obedient. And Father God, we just pray this and all the blessings that you have bestowed in your darling son Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, normally we would click a button and we go on off of the show right now, but I'm hearing to pray for you, Sister Gwendolyn, before we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Sister Gwendolyn's respiratory system to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus goes into her lungs, into every part of her respiratory system. We thank you right now, Father God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. No matter how long this has been going on in her system, Lord God, no matter if it came from generation to generation, we thank you, Lord God, that your blood, the blood of Jesus, goes back through the generations to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of any respiratory issues right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness by the blood of Jesus. If you pray for it now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Appreciate
you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. And I know we'll be talking again. I don't think this is the end. It's the end tonight, but I believe God will have us talking again at some place, sometime. God bless you all, every one of you. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, our guests, for coming on tonight. And have a blessed night. Amen.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.